Welcome, 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 Rugby League fans. Oh my gosh, it has been a whirlwind. And by whirlwind, I mean, holy shit. The past couple weeks have been insane, right? After 2 days of calling scintillating Rugby League Nines, an epic battle between US and Canada test match on Friday night, and of course, being a part of the historic NRL 2024 season kickoff, I finally got my voice back. And I can finally record a podcast and finally get on here and shoot the shit with people who love rugby league and want to be a part of this. Interviews and all that other jazz. Like, it's such an amazing event. I've got a special episode coming out dedicated solely to everything that happened around that event. But what I wanted to do today was something a bit different. And trust me, it really is a treat. Like, we haven't really done this. You know, usually you are a follower, you're a watcher, you're a listener, wherever you're, you know, taking this podcast in, whether it be video or audio, you know, you have been a part of the community. You know, the people who are involved, you know, the players and fans and teams. But what I want to do today is bring on two individuals who until recently were not a part of the rugby league scene. In fact, they might have never even seen it, or they may have confused it with the other version of rugby that we talk about and we spend a little time and we do that, all that shit. So we know, right? We rugby union, we don't talk. Yonion is what the Aussies, some of the Aussies call it. So two individuals, they had the unique opportunity. They got involved with rugby league through that amazing Russell Crowe video that I'm still taking a little bit of credit for, that the NRL listened to my podcast, you know, like 5 months ago. And I was like, you need to do X, Y, and Z. And they compare it to American football. And they're like, yeah, we should probably listen to him and take his ideas and not give him any credit. Just going to say that. But these two individuals, they had the unique opportunity to not only provide a reaction to that amazing Russell Crowe video and get people excited and get their fans excited and get their followers excited, but they also were there in the stands with me, with all the 40,000 other people who were at the NRL Vegas. That's right. We're going to dive into the minds of these brand new rugby league enthusiasts, finding out what sparked this new passion, what is exciting for them in the stadium, and maybe we're going to find out like who they're cheering for now and how they're going to be like avidly involved in all the different things about rugby league in the United States. First up, D'Artagnan Wilson, we'll just call him Dar, is the face behind Dar Reacts on YouTube, known for his infectious energy and candid reactions with various content. I mean, various content, but it seems like he's only covering rugby league lately, which is putting me to shame because I just can't keep up with how fast this guy works. And then, of course, joining him also, Brandon Castro, the main man from Krusty Vlogs. That's right, Krusty himself, whose unique style and humor have garnered a massive following on YouTube. So here we go. Want to welcome to the show, Dar and Krusty. Welcome, gentlemen, to Rugby League in America.
How's it going? How's it going, y'all?
Yes, sir.
It is exciting. I found you guys through the same way as probably thousands of other people have found you all, and that's through... Well, shit, I'm just going to look up something for the NRL and see what's out there. And then all of a sudden, you know, this American guy's going, oh, shit, look at that tackle. And then you got four guys acting like crazy fools, you know, talking about this. So I'm going to ask you first, like, Dar, I think like maybe it started with you. I talked with Krusty a little bit beforehand. How did you first find this video? Did somebody send it to you? Did someone send you that Russell Crowe video and say, hey, man, you need to watch this shit?
Oh, yeah, because like you said, I started with the rugby union. I was watching those Springboks, man, and people were like, hey, this is slower. You need to hop on league because it's a little fast. I was getting in trouble in the beginning, too, because they were like, hey, stop just calling it rugby. It's rugby league. Don't just call it rugby. Oh, call it rugby league type of thing. So
listen, they will... They no joke. They will take no prisoners. Regret calling it rugby and not rugby league.
Hey man, I did it for two or three videos. Ain't done it since. So, but of course, somebody recommended it to me, and they were like, "Hey, bro, they coming to Vegas." Hey, you know me. I'm like, you know, I ain't been nowhere in a minute. So I'm like, hey, I was about to go by myself. I told my wife, hey, let's go ahead and make it a trip. you want to get into it? Because she was like, I need to watch some of these videos because she became a fan as well. So
now we just I'm a pull back there because I have a wife who's not the biggest fan of rugby, but she likes the rugby players. Now I played rugby. So maybe that's right. Come on now. Now the question I have for you is, was she a fan of the sport or was she a fan of the shorts?
Hey, all I'm going to say is she immediately followed Reese Walsh. I said, wait a minute. Wow. I would have seen if you follow somebody else. I said, this is the token fella. This is right. like
it's the poster boy.
We know. We see him. It's like, wait, why him out of everybody else, though? So she followed him immediately. I just checked somebody else. I was like, I see my wife like a pitch. I said, dang, I can't do that.
Did she go after Kalen Ponga next?
Come on now. You know, it's... But I get in trouble if I do. I'm just saying. That's how it works. But I'll get in trouble if I had, you know, we watched the Love is Blinds and all the Love Islands and stuff.
Oh, you can't follow it. You'll get in trouble.
Hey, you know, I do, but I'm like, hey, we watched the show. We were watching the show then, you know. I'm just trying to see what they up to now, you right, know. Yeah. But yeah, that's how it usually works. You know, she's like, she love it, but you know, like you said, she was like, wait a minute, let me see what they do on Instagram.
Man, that's not even fair. Okay, so you watched it. You got the missus involved. You get to go out. Krusty, I mean, you and I were kind of, you were talking just before we started recording. You actually saw Dar. Somebody sent you Dar stuff like, oh, you need to get on this. Like, and that check these guys out. Check this guy out. What's going on here?
Well, actually, you know, nobody actually sent me his reaction video. Okay. I actually do a lot of research all the time. I'm very, very big on content creation and YouTube, and I love what I do. You know what I'm saying? So when we saw his video, I think it was around like 40K. You know what I'm saying? And I seen the video, and I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I already knew this game was going on prior to that video. So the thing is, you know, when you're on Instagram, you see all these like sponsors that come up. I saw it pop up, you know what I'm saying? And I had already told my team, we got to go watch this.
So you had an advertisement for the NRL in Vegas.
Yes.
So just so people following and listening or know, so Dar is from Texas and Krusty is from LA, from California. So that's, so that is probably the, you know, one of the reasons why you're closer to Vegas. So you had an opportunity to go there. So, mm-hmm. So you actually were one of the people who got an advertisement.
Yes.
For everything, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And from there, you know, I'm just doing, you know, more, you know, searching within the rugby league and, you know, just doing my thing. And I saw his video pop up and that's when I told my crew, I'm like, we got to get on top of this. I was like, let's do it. I was like, I guaranteed them. I was like, we're going to have an audience and they're going to support us from start mm-hmm. to finish. You feel me? So that's what we did. I ended up posting it and it started off super slow. I'm talking about like very slow and out of nowhere, it just started booming. And I'm like, I told you guys, I'm like, now we're definitely headed to Vegas. And I had already bought the tickets prior to that promo. Okay. So like, nice. You know, I was already ahead of the game. It's just, I didn't know how to like put ourselves out there to be that YouTube group that's going to be at the game. You know, right. And we found a way to do it. And we made our own promo too, you know, like we decided to say we're gonna go and we made our own promo, a little 30-second clip.
That was funny. I won't point that out. I laughed a lot.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta be one of a kind, you know, and that's what I was trying to do is be one of a kind. I don't just wanna react to this. I wanted to do something more special than Russell Crowe or any American would do. You know what I'm saying? Russell Crowe did good. Yeah, man, it was interesting.
So let me, I mean, obviously, Don, this is part of the kind of the excitement. This is kind of what you guys are, you know, big on YouTube as kind of like, what'd you say? It's, you know, your main platform. This is what you know, what you're doing. You know, when you start seeing those numbers just start creeping up and creeping up, you know, from your standpoint, you're like, oh man, I need to look at some of this other stuff. And then you have like those, I mean, like I said, rugby league fans, they are passionate and they will watch everything. I mean, so the first question I have for you is how many followers did you get from the launch of that to now? And how many of them are rugby league followers?
I think, yeah, my demographics is definitely Australia, New Zealand for sure. But I think maybe has to be over 3,000 to 4,000 followers just in the span. Cause like Krusty said, I did that video. I just did it cause like somebody sent me it on Snap. Like they sent it to me like a TikTok link. And then seen that it was an actual YouTube video. So I said, that's easier. Let me just do it. Right. And I was like, dang, that made me ready. Like, I was like, dang, let me get my trip to Vegas going. Like, let me book something real quick. That I was just chilling and it went up overnight. Cause you know, when I post at night and I'm asleep when it's Australia time, I'm asleep.
Right.
So I woke up, I was like, what the heck? And I had all these recommendations. So I just kept pretty much just going with the flow, like checking out, like, let me check out this player. Let me check out that player. That's why I wake up every morning and do a video. Cause I like Krusty said, those fans, like they back you all the way and they will keep you busy. Cause they like, oh, you missing out. Check out this player. Check out this team. Check out this, check out that. So
man, thirsting it was for crazy. Rugby league content out there. Yeah. People thirsty for,
for sure.
And Krusty, it's like from your standpoint, like that, you know, what was that increase for you look like? I mean, you said it started slow, that you start hitting it off. Like, how many people are like hitting you up on a regular basis going, man, you need to do so? Like, we'll talk about it in a minute, but you actually got to meet Big Willie. Will, I mean, legendary Willie Mays. Like, I mean, come on, this guy is an icon in the sport. You had no idea who he was. Yeah. This just monster of a man walks up behind you in your video, and you're like, the dude is like Andre the Giant, man. And so it's like, I mean, I can say, like, you're a rugby league fan. You don't know probably who he is, but like everybody around you probably going, oh my God, like, who is that? Right? Like, what is that? You know, when you talk to people like that and you get that kind of reaction, you know, what was that like for you? So it's this experience.
Let me retrace it back. So I've actually done like, you know, rugby reactions, but in hits. So not rugby league in like in general, but I used to do rugby reactions where it's just hits. So it'd be everything a mix. You know what I'm saying? And that's where my stuff popped off about like 3 years ago. But I've always had these rugby and rugby league fans. So they've always told me, and I've reacted to the NRL prior to this, you know, and it did good with my friends back in college. But, you know, when I brought it back, it was almost like how do you say, like a wake up call, like, dude, get on this because these are loyal people, you know, and that's what I want to do is make people smile, make people happy. You know, I want to be loyal to them just as they're loyal to me. So that's really how that started with me with the rugby. But, you know, going there and meeting Willie Mason, you know, it was pretty interesting because it's like, you know, at first I'm just talking to a really good friend of his cameraman, right? He's over there recording. He's like, dude, you know who he is? You know, he's like just pointing him out. I'm like, well, not really. I was like, I've seen your guy's podcast, but, you know, I don't really know him like that, you know? And, you know, he just goes, you know, hey, this is his first rugby league game and he's recording me. And I'm like, I just see him walk up to me and I'm like, oh shit, like this guy's a guy.
he's no joke, man.
Yeah, for real. He definitely isn't, especially after we watch his highlights. He's no joke, man. He's definitely got some legend to him, bro. And he's not scared of anything. So, you know, it was really interesting to be able to speak to him because he didn't not only just pick my mind, you know, about just the game in general. He started picking my mind about the defense and offense. He tried to catch me as if I wasn't paying attention, you know. And I was like, oh, I was paying attention. You feel me? I was like, don't worry. I'm going to give you an answer too, you know. So I think it was really cool because nobody has challenged me like that in a while. You know, not a lot of people do that. So when you get challenged like
do we need to do that right now?
Oh man, well, let's do it. You know, but don't, you know, you can't forget, right? Because I'm still trying to get my group involved. So it's four of us. It's not just me.
Right.
So I could know more than they do. Like they sometimes, there's times where they say rugby and I'm like, hey, in the video, like this past video, my friend said rugby. And I was like, hey, I'm like rugby league. And I pointed out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're all just learning it. You know, we have to still find the player, you know, find out who all these players are. You know, we kind of still got to go through the books, but you know, Dar's a little bit ahead of us, but we're going to get there, man. We're going to get there.
I mean, I think y'all know a little bit more than me. I check y'all out sometimes, man. Like you said, being in a group is different. Cause it's like this person know more of this, but yeah, I definitely understand. Yeah, man.
It helps when you have more than one person contributing. Yeah. Trust me, sure. I know. Like, listen, I've got my guys. You know, sometimes they're on, sometimes they're not. So it's not always just me. It's not always you know, me with somebody else. But it helps, right? So you know, I mean, Krusty, you said it right. Like, you know, you guys are just now learning the players. I think, you know, what I think, you look back a couple of years, like when COVID hit, the only thing that was on and what people, and what happened, it kind of was a pivotal moment for the NRL, was they decided to play games in an empty stadium. They were the first worldwide competition, that in like ping pong in China or someplace like that. But like, somebody said that somewhere, but they were the first place in the first professional sports league in the world to start playing games again during COVID. And so that kind of increased more American viewership, more worldwide viewership. But, you know, this event in general was, you know, Peter Vlandis, who PVL, as you'll see it written, like he's the head of the NRL. He said, you know, I want to go to America. I want to play. And now you guys as new fans are now, you know, you got to know the teams. You got to know, you know, where they're at. You got to know allegiances, you know, Queensland versus New South Wales versus one team down in Melbourne. You know, maybe a team in PNG, maybe a team in Perth, maybe a new team in the South Island of New Zealand. Like you got one team in the North. I know, right? Like there is, right? So, I mean, we can get into like the politics of like Melbourne Storm play in an Aussie rules football like stronghold. And so like they do well. So that's why I'm glad that they're continuing to do well. But, you know, you guys are now learning all about this and learning about the sport. So what I want to ask Dar first is, now that you're starting to watch some, and I see you like reaction to highlights and things like that, watching full matches, I want to know, let's go back to Vegas, because this is your first match. That first, like, you've seen the highlights, you've seen it on TV. That first 10, 15 minutes that you sit down and you watch that match, what's the impact on you?
Man, I first thing I noticed was the fast pace. Like, you know, the NFL, you got them running out, of course. They did that with the NRL as well. But it's like, once you get out there, ball kicked, is go time. And I just noticed that pace. I'm like, oh, dang, like they don't stop at all. And then I like the make it, take it rule. Like that was my first time seeing that. Like when somebody scored, they get the ball back. I said, oh, I like that. Because if I'm on one this night, if I'm just getting try after try, I done seen some highlights or some games, you look at the score, somebody to beat somebody 67-14 and stuff like that. So it's like, dang, that might have been a good night right there.
Right, yeah. You got the ball a lot. So obviously, yeah. So that fast pace, that action.
Yeah.
Crusty for you, like, you know, I know you guys are busy with your business too. You guys, y'all got in a little bit late. That's all right. You missed the kickoff. But still, like, yeah, you got to make that money, man. Like, I understand. Like, but the thing is, like, you know, you get in there, you see the crowd, 40,000 people. I mean, did it sell out the Death Star? No, but 65,000 people, that's a lot of people. Like, that's a lot. Let's be honest here. Like, 40,000 is solid. I'm happy with that. We've covered that on a different episode. But from your standpoint, you know, you're coming in to see this, these fans cheering and yelling and screaming in the match. You know, I think it was 6-0 by the time you guys got in. Like, you missed the first try.
It was tied. Was it
6-6?
Actually, I'm wrong. Yeah, it was 6-0. And then once we sat down, it scored.
Yeah.
It somehow just became tied. And I was like, okay, well, never mind.
Yeah. So from your standpoint, what was that like? What were the first like initial reactions? You know, you want to like reaction video. Like, what is like that professional first time viewership, man, for you look like?
Man, it's crazy because like I'm so big in like the quality of content too, so I'm just always thinking, I'm like, how can we make this better. But you know, my first thought process when I did walk in, you know, it was like, get the best seats as fast as possible. You know, we had our seats at the top, bro. I can't even tell you, at the tippy top. And you know,
up in the 400 section where they were like,
you know what I'm person. Saying yeah you know what I'm saying. And I'm just sitting there like, man, I'm like, I'm always, you know, a fight or flight, you feel me? So it's like, we're going to sit down anywhere. And we sat down, you know, and the first thing is, we're watching this game already right next to us. They're like, which was Willie Mason's cameraman. He goes, bro, he's like, you guys are the reactors. And I was like, oh yeah, bro. And like immediately, you feel me?
They knew you.
You know, it was just so instant. And I was like, bro, we haven't even sat down yet, you know? So like that already kind of had me overwhelmed. I was like, man, that's so awesome. You feel me? Like somebody that actually watched it, and then I'm watching the game, I'm like, this is instant, like fast pace. And as he said, it's funny because I mentioned this earlier in the morning. I said, you can't even tell when they're substituting.
That's how fast-paced.
Yeah, that got me.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? That's how fast-paced the game is going. And it's like, you know, they slowed it down to where obviously you got to stop every time they get tackled. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I think that's a good way to kind of keep the pace of the game, you know, keep the audience, mm-hmm. you know, attached. So it definitely was something, you know, interesting in, to see the audience, bro. Once I moved seats, it just like it switched. Everybody around us was just gaining energy from us. Yeah. And, you know, everybody was screaming. They were all saying, you know, fuck a Brisbane, you know, fuck Manly, you know, all that. Dude, I'm hearing F Manly like.
Were
like
you by the Rabideau fans?
You were in the Rabideau section.
I was in the Rabideau section.
See, so the thing is,
crazy
like,
too.
I saw that, but I didn't think like. I didn't think people would actually like truly go to those sections. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know that was a thing. We're going there to witness the experience, yeah. you know?
Right.
But there was a lot of different fans around us, man. Like it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. Definitely.
Yeah. I think one of the cool things about it, right? So like as I'm getting up and I'm walking around, it wasn't just Manly, Rabideaus. It wasn't just Broncos or Roosters fans everywhere. Like you saw fans there, Eels fans, Dolphins fans, Titans fans. Like it was people from all over. It was there were some jerseys that you probably don't
never
even know.
West Tigers.
You saw West Tigers? They let those
man.
People
this
out?
Dude. Every time somebody scored, he held up. He was walking by with a wooden spoon. Like wooden spoon. Right. He had something on there. I don't know what it was, but
all right. So quick question. Yeah. What's a wooden spoon?
He said it. I can't remember though, but he was because they. I think the West Tigers they got last place. They got last place. I knew they were laughing. He'll because the guy by us. I forgot who was he for. Yep. I think
don't
he was
tell me that's a trophy, bro.
Yes, it's not a trophy. It's more the last place that you get given. Like you did great. Here's a wooden spoon.
Every time somebody scored, he just went up wooden spoon. West Tiger. He had a jersey. He was represented, you know. But I think somebody was a who was that? New Zealand. It was New Zealand Warriors. Guy, but Warriors. Yeah. Warriors fan, and he was like,
a lot of Warriors fans there.
Yeah, we sat by one. I was like, okay, yeah, I messed with Sean Johnson. I'll check out another guy that played with them. Said he went to Rugby Union, then came back. This is first year.
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
Yeah. I checked him out. I was like, oh, this guy tough. He's pretty tough, but the West Tiger, they got last. So that's why he got that spoon and keep going.
And there were guys from the UK too. So you saw jerseys from like Hull KR and Leeds Rhinos and all these other like, you know, you guys haven't even watched any of the like Super League matches from the UK. That's okay. It's
the who? the what league?
So it's called the Super League. So the Super League is the NRL equivalent in the UK. So it's there's one team from France, and then you have a bunch of teams from. Typically, it's all Northern British teams, Northern UK teams, only because the South is like Union heavy, and the North is League heavy. Okay. So like pretty much from like we'll call it like Leeds up, but Leeds and Liverpool in that area, all Northern teams, and there's one team in London.
Interesting.
We can get into talking that too.
I
was gonna say I saw an Eels fan. They were right behind us actually the whole time, and he had that. I didn't know what that jersey was because I seen other people with the jerseys, and then once you know I started to learn the teams, I'm like, oh, then now I know who had what jerseys blue, on. You know what I'm saying?
Blue and gold, baby. Blue and gold.
Yep. Yeah, that was definitely an Eels fan behind us. So.
What's it? Hashtag Paradise. Parra.
D-I-C-E. Oh, interesting.
Paradise.
Yeah, Paradise. I'm gonna convert everybody into an Eels fan.
Is it Paradise out there though? Is it Paradise in Sydney?
Man. So they're in Sydney, and so they're like on the west side.
Right. They're on the outside of Sydney, right? If I'm not wrong.
Yeah, like, yep. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, I'm gonna go out there someday. Don't worry, we'll see an Eels game. We'll see.
I'm trying next year, I'm gonna try to get in next year. I'd love to.
I'm aiming for ASAP. I'm trying to get there immediately. Yeah. Right. It is, but you know, with the creation, everything I do, I push. So I've been emailing, at least 50 companies a day. That's the goal. At least 50 companies a day. We have emails going, all the time. So
gotta shoot that shot.
Trying to get the sponsorship.
Is it, you miss 50% of the shots you don't take?
100%.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Well, I was thinking of The Office, what they said on there. So that was thinking of what,
oh, it was, man, the same thing. Office is classic, bro.
Maybe it's the beer kicking in. So okay, right. So we're talking about, like, you know, the response and the reaction and the players that you see on the field, the action that's on there. You know, for let's think about it in terms of you as a sports fan. Like, Dar, like, I mean, we've all three of us have been to probably massive college football games, massive mm-hmm. NFL, NBA, like all that. Like, kind of compare it as best you can to, like, the feeling that you got inside the stadium. I mean, it's hard to compare, like, if you go to, like, a UT yeah. football game or something like that, where you have 100,000, like, that's not fair. But, you know, if we're trying to compare it, like, how did you kind of feel about the environment, about, you know, the kind of the all encompassing, I don't know what the right word is, but like the aura of what the event was in comparison to, like, what a professional sports game is here in the US?
Yeah. So for me, I feel like, just touching on, like, the player aspect, because my brother played college football at UCF, and, like, you know, he put on that 20 pounds, you know, you play football, they put that weight on you fast. So he was pretty big guy, you know, 6'4", about 215, pretty big guy. I train guys that play Division I basketball, you know, they're big guys, 6'5", 6'7", they're big guys. But I looked on the field, I'm like, dang, everybody's swole out here. I'm like, dang, everybody look like a bodybuilder. That is crazy. But the atmosphere, because I've been to a ton of Dallas Cowboys games and stuff, and for me, it kind of feels like, I wouldn't even say the same. You can tell, it almost felt like I was in Australia or New Zealand, like, just because the accent and all that stuff, you know. So that's what I was telling my wife, because she'd never been to a major game, like a professional game or anything like that. So I was just like, man, I feel like we were just in Australia for a minute, little glimpse of Australia, just with the accent. And that's why I was telling someone, I was like, I didn't hear nobody that just, you know, were American around me. All I heard was Aussie accents everywhere.
They were talking to Willie Mason.
Yeah. So I was just,
they were,
like,
sitting down in other boxes. So.
Yeah. I was just like, it was different. But I just knew, just if I were to go, like Chrissy said, trying to get to Australia, I know it's going to be an even crazier experience. Just, you know, that's home right there. So
that's the goal, man. That's the goal.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that you've seen in round one of all the NRI matches is, like, record attendance, record mm-hmm. viewership. And so, you know, I guess, you know, Krusty, I know you can't really grasp, like, the gravity of it, you know, probably as much as those who have been fans for a long time. But, you know, if you're saying, like, 40,000 event kicks off, you know, you've already talked about how great it was, good atmosphere, people, mm-hmm. all that fun stuff, which we'll talk some more about here in a second. But, you know, with all the fans, you want to go there, like, you're talking about, like, take 40,000 of all of just multiple types of fans and compact it into 24,000. I'm just using the Eels for an example. Like, they're, like, 24,000 at Combank and just absolutely going berserk for their team. And they're like, what is that? How do you feel like that's going to, you know, be that first time you step in a moment like that?
Oh, man, I ain't going to lie to you. I think it's going to just bring out more of me, because it's like, the thing is, you know, as an American viewer, you know, and somebody that doesn't have a team, which is why I keep it neutral, because we're trying to figure out, obviously, what my plan is to go a whole year and watch the full rugby league as an experience. And then that's what we could kind of decide on what we want, you know. But to experience that, I think it would be even better, because for us, it's about filming the fan experience, you know, filming right. the people mm-hmm. around. And we want to give recognition to the fans that are loyal, the fans that are actually putting in work to get this game known, you know, because without the fans, yeah. where would rugby league be? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. you know, I personally, man, that's why I want to go to Magic Ground, because there's going to be a ton of different fans. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to definitely be a bunch of different people there. So, you know, it's something I'm willing and ready for, you know, because, you know, I don't really go to games like that. You know, I don't go to big yeah. games like mm-hmm. NBA, NFL games. I've been to my first ever NFL game. It was a pregame. Or a preseason game, and it was this past summer. So, like, I don't really go to stuff like that. You know, I don't get, how do you say it? I don't I haven't been able to experience that. So, you know, to be able to, if I'm able to do this and go to Australia and witness this for myself, it's almost really like a blessing from God, you know, giving us that. So, yeah, it would definitely be a blessing to love to see, you know, 20 or in fact, all 17 different teams of people there. You know what I'm saying? Like 100%. I would love to see that, man.
Well, you let me know if you guys need a cameraman on there too.
I'm trying to go to Australia. Got it, man. Yeah.
Like, listen, while we're there, I can hook us up with people, but it's not really getting their part. That's not it.
I believe it. Well, I mean, I already got a couple collabs ready to go if we make it out there. So
That's nice. I'll connect you with some other folks.
Hey man, I'm trying to get tackled by a rugby league player, you feel me? So I'm ready to go. I swear. Hey,
we need to make a video. I thought about doing a video, just doing a rugby league workout, because I was watching the Sydney Roosters, their vlog, and I was like, hey, they really putting this weight up like that. So I was like,
for sure.
Put some weight up and see how that is, a rugby league workout.
I used to play football, so I know about the whole working out stuff. I played college football too, so like, you know, I know about it, but I just don't know about the atmosphere aspect because my college team sucked. You know, like we literally went 1-30 in the past 3 years with our new coaches. So it was really bad. So, and we were NAIA, so we were not no Division I. We didn't have much fans.
Right.
So when I go into stuff like that, I'm berserk. I'm giving my full on like experience, you know, because I never got to experience that all my life. I've always played instead of actually cheered. So, yeah, it's definitely something I want to do, too, is do that workout, man, because I really want to learn the game.
You let me know. I can tell you. So obviously all the events surrounding the NRL, like, you know, like I said, we had the nines, we had, you know, the USA Canada match. We also had a combine where we took players, American players and Canadian players. Just said there were a few ladies who were playing, who one actually got selected to go play or to go train down one got signed with the Canberra Raiders to play in the NRLW. So one US player's already been signed to play in the US, female. And then two other females, one Canadian and one U.S. player, Markea Bayless, they are actually going to train with the potential to play in the NRLW, which is the women's version of the NRL. Now, the men as well, they also did a training. We had two players, just had a brain fart, Michael, this is his first name. The other one is Chris Leach. Chris Leach is a former tight end for Kent State. Golden Eagles over there in Ohio. He is a whopping 6'6", 249 pounds. Dang. Now, what you can do is you can go online and you can watch some of the training that they did. Now, he's big and he's strong and he bench pressed. What did he do? 230. I forget what it was now. Shoot. I had it written down what he bench pressed, but I can't remember what it was. Michael Woolridge, that was the other guy's name. Sorry. I'm just not thinking about it. I'm interviewing him tomorrow, so that's going to be. but these guys do great. But the football players, what we always find out is there's one test in that combine that kills them every single time. And it's called a Bronco. Now, when you guys are ready to run a Bronco, you let me know.
What's a Bronco, man? We used to do snakes, and that's like.
Oh, those snakes are killing.
Snakes are. I'll give you the accurate. The Bronco run is a rugby fitness test, fitness and conditioning test. And I'll make sure it's 1.2 kilometers. Very simple. You basically have four markers along the field at 0 meters, 20, 40, and 60. And then you run from 0 to 60, 0 to 40, 0 to 20.
Suicides. That's all it is.
For 1.2 kilometers, as fast as you can.
Yeah. Somebody need to tell me that in yards. Somebody need to tell me that in yards, please, because it sounds like a little bit. I ain't gonna lie to you.
that would be messing me up. They'd be like, especially with Australia, don't forget this Australian dollars.
We'll just say like USD 20-ish yards, 40-ish yards, 60-ish yards, five times.
Okay, five times. We're talking crazy. Yeah, five times is crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
I can agree with you because it's funny. You know, I was watching Willie Mason's podcast and he started talking about how American football is so much different than rugby because of the stamina. So it seems as in, you know, us in football, in American football, we take breaks, you know, when defense gets on, you know, when we got to get the play. Rugby, it's almost like the only break you have is once you get tackled, you got to put that ball down, right back to it. You feel me? So, you know, you don't really get breaks. So I could see the difference of an American football player not being able to have that stamina because they're not consistently 24/7 running.
Right. And, know, and, so. And that I think is one of the biggest, you know, and we'll actually talk about this now. But one of the biggest, you know, not challenges, but one of the biggest things when we try to talk about, like, how are Americans going to fall in love with this sport? But more specifically, how do we think, you know, American football players, you know, we talk about the number of people who qualify for the NFL at the end of every year, like 17,000 D1 athletes, something like that. But actually, how many get signed? Like Chris Leach, monster of a man, going to go potentially train and, you know, get a chance to play in the NRL. He got cut from the practice squad as an undrafted free agent, an undrafted rookie for the Denver Broncos. And now he's going to go try to play in there. Like, so there's the potential, but there's always going to be that, like, oh my gosh, like the athleticism, like you're talking about, Krusty, before, like the athleticism of the rugby players, you know, these rugby league players, you know, just in general. And so, like, trying to get, like, all these potential players that to make the U.S. stronger, because a fact that you guys may not know, in the world of rugby league, the U.S. not exactly great. Pretty much dominated by the Australians, the Kiwis, the Tongans and Samoans, and the British. Like, that's kind of and Papua New Guinea. Like, it's a national sport of Papua New Guinea, by the way, in case you didn't know. But, like, so it's dominated by those entities. So my question for you, and we'll go to Dar first here. My question for you is, like, you've been a part of this, you've seen this excitement. You are now you're a fan. You are gonna live and die by rugby league. I say that you could stop anytime you want.
Like, it's already bought some gear. I'm in there.
I know. People be sending you stuff too, man. I need to get into that.
We kind of slowed down on that too. My friend wants a jersey too, but I also like. I like to give instead of, you know, take. So, you know, when people offer me, I'm like, it's cool, man. Like, we'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
I have this one, which is the last World Cup. This is the women's jersey for Australia. This was given to in Vegas by Brad Donald, who's the head coach and a great guy. This one right here. This is a USA one from 2 World Cups ago that we qualified. This is signed by every player on the team. Like, so that's my jersey. It's like, I'm not a big jersey guy. I like training tops and stuff. Like, that's my thing.
Yeah.
But going back, what is it going to take? Obviously, you guys fans now, you guys are part of this. You know, Dar, talk to me about, like, what your thoughts, like, as, you know, as somebody who sits on the USA board of directors, who's a marketing guy, who's trying to help grow the game, grow the sport here, do what I can. You know, I have my opinions and thoughts, and we've all, who've been around the game, have had our opinions and thoughts. As somebody who's kind of new and seeing, like, opportunity and what could be great, like, you are in a place in Texas where we do not have rugby league right now. What do you think that we can be doing, maybe in your region or in some other places, that can attract, maybe, you know, not just fans, but potential athletes that want to come and play?
I think for sure, just tapping in and kind of spreading the word, because we have so many campuses. If you know, Texas is big on football. We're real big. Like, some of our high schools are bigger than college stadiums out here, you know. So it's, we're big on football, but like you just mentioned, the NFL just cut a guy 6'6", 290. You get what I'm saying? So all of these guys, I feel like, me personally, because I'm a big basketball guy, and you just see a lot of politics in the U.S. sports, you know? So a lot of good talent is always getting passed up on, but what other options do they have? And especially for football, like, I think if you throw that out there to different colleges and stuff, be like, hey, you might have your NFL combine, but hey, let's get some NRL combine. Would you be willing to go to Australia and do that combine and play rugby league? Because, like you said, there's so many colleges, 17,000.
That's just D1.
That's it. And D2.
Yeah, D2. There's some athletes there too, man.
Man, I went to A&M Commerce. We were D2. They're D1 now. But yeah, you have maybe one guy can make it to the NFL, and that's just off of getting invited to come to a combine or, you know, come to a pro workout and stuff. But like, I can think of all the great athletes that will have more success in the NRL than the NFL right now. If it were just advertised and combine, like, hey, just give this a try. You know, just try this, because people, I play basketball. I know there's 26, 28, 30 year olds that's still just trying to go be a professional because that's all they know.
Right.
Sometimes sports is all the people know, and they don't want to go in the working world and get a 9-to-5 because they like, I got the talent. I just need the connections to get to the right people, because we all know it ain't always what you know, it's who you know. Right. And I feel like getting to the NFL, NBA or anything like that, it's always who you know, and they don't get the best talent in those leagues. So just think of all the good talent that's passed by NRL, be open for them.
Let me follow up real quick. And then Krusty, I'm going to come to you with a different question as well. Kind of related, but a little bit different. You know, obviously right now in the US, we don't have a professional league. We've got amateur and we've got teams in different locations. How do we get players to, because obviously with rugby league, it's not just about the athleticism. Like there's a skill that's there. There's hand-eye coordination. It's passing. It's offense and defense, right? You're not going to have a 6'6", 350-pound rugby league player, most likely. Like, you're not going to find an offensive tackle or a defensive tackle or a center who's going to play rugby league. Like, these are going to be your tight ends, your linebackers, and pretty much everybody, you know, outside of your line of scrimmage. You know, do you think that they're, you know, if you say, hey, you have the opportunity to, you know, learn this trait in the U.S., potentially help grow a sport, play for the men's national team in a World Cup, right? Like, that's a, for me, that's always been something I was like, is that a selling point? Do you think that athletes would be, maybe athletes that follow you would be interested in saying, hey, I could learn to play this sport and I could go play at a World Cup potentially? Like, when we're talking, you know, kids in certain ages, do you think that that's a potential pathway for some people that then maybe could go try out at a combine, a regional combine, if you will, in the US to play in the NRL or in the New South Wales Cup, which is like a league down, if you will?
Yeah, I definitely think so, because like you mentioned, like that offense and defense barrier too. In high school, most guys, when you're real talented, you're playing offense, defense, special teams, all that in high school. Like,
right.
So usually once you go to college and when you go pro, that's when you're just stuck on one position. But most of these guys that are in the NFL, they played multiple positions, so I don't think that'll be a barrier. But like you said, you're not gonna see a lineman running all of that. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I was looking, I was like, boy, I'll be tired getting hit that hard and having to get back up and do it right again. Like, wouldn't be able to do that. But like you said,
I'm gonna just real quick, I'm gonna stop you, because I was an offensive lineman myself.
Yeah,
I don't believe that. You gotta understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, offensive linemen and defensive linemen are 24/7 hitting each other, so we have to get back up every time. Bro. You know what I'm
saying? That's true.
Yeah. The only difference is the stamina. You feel me? Like something as a lineman you have to build up, bro. Because I could see a Jason Kelce going crazy in rugby if he actually tried. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's he's obviously a little bit shorter, but you know, we always having to hit head to head, you know? So,
And I apologize. Cause I mean, one of the top linemen in the NFL plays for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jordan Mailata. And where did he come from? He came from the NRL.
Exactly. Yeah. So, that's crazy.
So you're right. Sorry about that. I apologize.
And they're fast too.
I'll tell you what, Jordan Mailata did put on some weight after he left the NRL and played in the NFL. I ain't gonna lie about that.
So that's my point though, right? He came from the NRL to the NFL, not from the NFL to the NRL. Because obviously if you're coming from the NFL to the NRL, you have to put on that stamina and lose that weight as an old lineman. But that's the thing, as an old lineman or defensive lineman, if you did you're gonna be stacked if you actually put 2 years into just straight stamina and weight room.
Right.
Ooh, I think there'll be some scary linemen out there, man. Just that's just me, though. You know,
that's just me. Plus, he said like 4.5s in the 40, so they are pretty fast.
That's,
true.
That's my point, bro. It's like if you see a big 4.5 O lineman running at you like that, with that's actually
out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, already there's rugby league players that could run at you and smack you, but if you see a bigger guy like that, you don't really see him necessarily out there.
I'm trying to get pancaked.
You know what I'm saying? Those are my favorite, man. Those are my favorite pancakes, man. Oh, man.
Love some pancakes. All right. So, Chrissy, let's come to you real quick here, and we'll try to wrap things up and be cognizant of everybody's time. But,
No worries.
You know, we talked to Adar about like what the athlete perspective is. Like you're a content gen. Like you generate content. Like you know, let's take the fan perspective, right? What is it going to take here in the U.S.? Right. We don't have a lot of fans. Like I've been doing this for a while. You know, our social media, we ain't nearly as big as y'all. Like we just started a YouTube channel and that was just because somebody was like, you should put some YouTube stuff up. And I'm like, great. Like we add that to the list of things that we have to do. And, you know, obviously like you guys have been doing it and you have that following. And, you know, from you guys have that kind of aspect of it, but rugby league, not that big in the US. What is it from a content standpoint for fans that we need to do? And how are you going to help us like do that?
I really want to help, you know, but it just comes down to the, you know, the corporates themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Busy, like, I'm suspecting.
No, not that. I'm saying as in like, it comes down to the corporates themselves, right? Like realistically speaking, the NRL might be posting on YouTube, but they're not, you know, they don't got a team that's sitting there watching who's actually, you know, into the game. Not only that, like if they really cared about this social media aspect, they wouldn't block all their NRL videos from us either. You know,
that's true. A big that's thing.
Like last night, I was up till 3 a.m, like literally having to fix this damn Sonny Bill Williams video. I could have been had it posted and no, I'm over here having to cut, put stuff in front of it. And it just looks so ugly, but I had already filmed it. So I'm like, I can't do another reaction where we can't fake it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want them to see it. And as ugly as it was, you know, you got to put it on the comments, you know, NRL blocked my video. So, you know, it just comes down to the NRL itself actually putting in some contribution to that. Like bring in those big content creators that can make those dope shorts for you. Bring in those content creators that can make those dope YouTube videos for you, because those are the people that are actually going to help you out. Right. And, you know, if you have those, you know, those road blockages where, oh, you know, the lawyer said you can't say this, tell us, you know, like, what if we can't cuss in a video? What if we can't say this? What if we can't watch this, right? You know, let us know, because then that helps us. But it just really comes down to the NRL itself. And I think that's a big aspect of even like with combines and getting people from, you know, from high school all the way to college to NFL to actually go and do these combines is the internet aspect. It's the social media presence. You get me? Like you see World Rugby, right? They have a big social media presence.
World Rugby is really bad. Like they blocked stuff. They blocked. So the funny thing on that, they blocked one of their own referees posting something that happened in the game. In a World Cup.
Wow. And
the World Cup, the referee of the World Cup, I think it was a semifinal match or a quarterfinal match, posted the video and he's like, here's what happened. He was trying to explain it. Got blocked by World Rugby.
Wow.
Well, that's interesting. That's kind of like putting an NFL player too or NFL ref and doing that too. But
right, I guess exactly.
It's a little bit different for a referee because it's like, you know, you're already getting paid for the game. Don't go trying to use this for your money. More, you know?
he was explaining the situation. Like he wasn't, like he doesn't have that kind of following.
So. I mean, who knows? Yeah, who knows? You never know. But, you know, it could start off that way, you know. But, you know, my point being is like, okay, all right, maybe the aspect that they do block stuff, but it's what I'm saying is they at least like are 24/7 on top of it, you know, posting, you know, they see other people posting on their social media. You get me? Like, I know like for a fact, if I was to hit up one of these World Rugby teams or something, I could work something out with them. But with the NRO, it's damn near impossible. It's almost like they put it in their, you know, coach's contract. Do not talk to any YouTubers, you know, because like it's nearly, dude, I hit up a couple different like, emails for like teams, and I know it's their emails because they're getting back at me saying, oh, we're in Vegas, you know. After that, they don't say nothing. So it's like it kind of just shows me like they don't want to be involved in this social media presence. But how are you gonna bring it to America? You know, how are you gonna bring it to South America? How are you gonna get it to those places without content creators? Because nowadays that's how things are getting big. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's our lifestyle now, you know? So,
and part of those questions are, is like that content creation that's limited, because it's not just to the NRL. It's just like the content creation for domestic rugby, you know, rugby league. Like, how do we get more American fans supporting, you know, local teams and building local teams? And it's building content and it's building a story. You're building a brand. You're building a persona around what you're trying to organize together. Right. Because, you know, everybody's bootstrapped. We all know that. Like, we're not like, but it doesn't take much. It takes like an idea and say, hey, we're going to do this, this, this. And it doesn't need to be long too. Right. Mm-hmm. The Russell Crowe video is 5 minutes long, mass production, like very good. You know, I would say probably one of the best explainer videos for the sport itself that's ever been created.
It was good. Right?
It was perfectly done. 98% perfectly, like one of the things, but it's fine. But beyond that, like, but you're right, Krusty. It's like, there's limiting people, limiting access. Like, I can tell you, as somebody who's been doing this and like people know rugby league in America, like they reach out to us for, you know, interviews, they reach out to us for, you know, quotes and comments and stuff. We had such a hard time to say we were trying to be down on the field, like on the field during the game, to do kind of like what, what's his show? I just forgot. Former punter for the Indianapolis Colts.
The one he does WWE too.
Yeah, man. I just forgot what his name was. He's got his own show. And so he did something with the UT game, and they were in the end zone and they were just on microphones and they were talking about the game and they were having a good time and they're just talking with fans and celebrities and stuff. That would have been a cool aspect to go to that. But it's different with the NRL because the NRL doesn't own the rights like the NFL does or college football does. It's the television station and Fox. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking too right now is I think, I don't know what it is with Australia, but I think Australia itself it's a bit different because even in their social media like world, there's not as many big, you know, content creators because they get blocked from a lot of things. That's 100%. What I feel like it is. It's like they're more old school. They rely on television. Within here, it's kind of open. You feel me? We're allowed to do certain things that not other countries are allowed to do, you know? So I think that kind of comes down to a government aspect in that case. But yeah, honestly, Fox League they just need to figure it out, man, because...
Well, gentlemen, I'll just propose that we become the American Fox League, and then we can just have our own stuff. And they just
that's what I'm saying. Like, we could make this bigger than a lot of people, you know, think. And I think if the NRL, you know, somehow fought that and actually brought in content creators to help them do better, because, you know, it's cool. They got a lot of cool little graphics and stuff, but you're not even getting the fan perspective. And I think that's the biggest thing that I haven't seen from them. And I see it from the NFL, the NBA. They're always putting up their 100%. Fans. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it's like, dude, like, it's a problem when you can't literally like show the people that are supporting your, you know, brand. You know, you can't just be taken from them. You got to give back at some point. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they just got to somehow hear this. And, you know, Fox does too, man. You guys got to show the fans off and you got to allow people to do that for you. You know, you just have to allow it. Because let's say, you know, if it wasn't for mine or Dar's video, you feel me? We wouldn't have got that perspective. You know, there's a lot of other videos that were there. But realistically speaking, with our numbers, there was a lot of people that saw that that weren't able to come to America and they loved it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, it's like I wasn't able to cut to get, because how busy I was, I wasn't able to get the fan content that I wanted to get. Mm-hmm. You know, I know Sharon Lil, who are part of, you know, Rugby League in America and amazing, they were able to get out and get some, but there was so much more that I wanted to say, like, let's do some interviews. Let's talk about what it means for people to be in America. And I wanted to find Americans like yourself, like we're doing right here, and say, what does this mean to you? Like, why are you excited? Like, what, to build that up? Because that is the excitement, right? It's guys like the two of you who have your followings and have your American fans. We know Australian fans are going to go crazy for it. Like, that's their sport, right? Like, but it's the American fans that they should be highlighting, like, all the time. And we've said, you've already kind of talked about it, and I don't want to like beat a dead horse, but it's the American fan perspective to say, this is amazing. This is a good sport. Like, I love the intensity. I love the speed, the quickness. I love, you know, the ball skill, like, you know, just the atmosphere, everything around the sport. Like, you know, there's no time to go, you know, to the bathroom and only miss one or two plays. Like you go at halftime and then you're done. Like, man, you gotta be
not
quick.
Even at halftime, bro.
I mean, let's put this into perspective. We watched two rugby league matches in the span of one NFL match.
Yeah, that's pretty
facts.
Crazy, dude.
Facts.
Yeah, I love
two
it.
For one special.
Two for one special.
Can I just add on to what I had said too? My bad. It kind of pisses me off, dude, and it just like irritates me because I hate when like they do this, you know. But hear this out, right? You check their Instagram. They posted Puka Nacua. They posted these other NFL players. What did they do to get the game out there? I didn't see them post about it. They were just there, you know? So to me, it's like NRL, don't clout chase, bro. What you gotta do is use the people around you, the people that are pushing, you know, really the small creators, because technically we're a small world trying to get into this big world, you know? But to us, to me, I still think it's still a small world. So it's a small world trying to get into a smaller world, you know? So to me, it's like, you know, you're posting all these NFL players, but they didn't do anything to
repost
promote
or nothing.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what really made That's what made me angry, because I'm like, how are you going to invite them down to the field and they did nothing for you guys? You feel me? Look at us. We're vlogging. We're putting everything we can, you know, to show this for y'all. And, you know, nothing, you know, we just nobody.
This is music to my ears, by the way, gentlemen.
Yeah, man, that's what
I'm talking about right there.
Like it goes back. Like you guys might not have been around when the whole thing kicked off back in December, like the official quote unquote kickoff. Yeah. But if you go back and watch that, like there were people who were invited to go out to Las Vegas who were influencers, but they were rugby union influencers.
Mm.
They didn't know much about rugby league. And all they did was post stories. There was no posting. There was like the amount of content that came out of flying people and housing them and treating them very nicely in these locations was next to none.
Yeah.
And, like we were not invited at all. Like, you know, not just, it's fine. We don't like,
it's not a big deal.
It is what it is.
It's not a big deal.
Right. It's not that big of a deal. But if you want to like get out with the people and show that you are involved in the American sporting landscape, you want to find, you don't need people who could be your followers from rugby union fans, because there is that. You guys,
there's
the headbutts, man. Like,
I've seen it for years. I've seen it for years.
Right. So there is that. Like, you need people who are your like strong advocates, pushing as much content out as you possibly can, doing interviews, talking about like the uniqueness, and not just doing it in the kitschy way. It's like, oh, how's it feel to be in America? Like, no, let's talk about like to show that we actually know what we're talking about from a sporting perspective. Like, it's cool to do some fun things, like what we did with Isaiah Toss when he came on the podcast, you know, before the matches, asking him questions about the United States versus Australia. That was fun. But then it's like, okay, let's talk about the game. Let's talk about what your tactics are going to be. Let's talk about who the players you're playing with and the signings that you had. Like, there are fans in America that are very knowledgeable, and that's what it takes, because American fans, we love stats. We love to be involved, and we want to be even more involved in stuff. So
believe it or not, I'm such a worldwide like person. Like, I got fans from Korea, I got fans from India, and I have those fans watching these NRL videos. I'm sitting there like, dude, like, what's wrong with like an Indian person being able to watch this game? Or, you know, it's not all just about America either, you feel me? At the end of the day, it's like, yeah, you want to bring it out here because it's a bigger population of people, but dude, like,
bigger market,
you know, bigger market, but dude, like, at the end of the day,
imagine India's bringing, a little bit bigger than we are.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point.
I'm talking about market.
But imagine bringing a perspective of that, like somebody that literally kind of like makes content for the whole entire world. You're proposing that to more countries than just America or just Australia. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of just like, if they open up to that, you know, they're going to be able to bring in a bigger audience and people that are actually in love with this game, not just trying to make a face of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't necessarily know the game, but now I love it. And I'm just like, man, I got to learn the penalties. I got to learn these little different nicks and crannies, the names, the people in it, you know, because it's just like the NFL. I didn't know it back in the day. And it took me a year or two to actually get all their names down, get the sport down itself. Right. And I learned it. And now I do fantasy, right? And it's the same thing. They have a rugby league fantasy. The whole point will be, you know, in like 2-3 years, I'm about to be doing this rugby league fantasy with all my supporters. You know, I'm going to be in Australia right? sitting there like, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's, you know, that's the whole point of this. But hopefully the NRL does watch this, man, and like, you know, even send it to them. We'll definitely, I'm definitely always going to tag them. Always going to tag them, bro. I'm going to let them know I'm watching y'all closely.
I'll let you know, they do follow us. So they are, they've tagged us in a couple of things too. And I like that. So that's when we get like, I think the two times they've tagged, we've had like 200,000-300,000 views on our like short little reels and stuff on socials. Like, I'll take that.
They're missing out. They're literally missing out on opportunities. Like with, you know, let's say like me and Dar want to do a workout, bro, you're missing out. I'm putting a regular civilian that doesn't really like do this rugby stuff
at
you know, and like, dude, imagine them like promoting that. Like, holy shit, they just got this guy to do this. Imagine how many other people will be motivated. Like if he could do it, I could do it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right? Like there's so many people out there that probably wouldn't want to get tackled by, you know, any big monster, right, that's out there in the rugby league. But I'll do it for you guys, so then maybe you'll be like, man, I could take that hit too. You feel me?
So like, I'm gonna need an insurance policy though.
Nah, man. We don't need that. I'm gonna take it like a man.
I'm a scrawny. You bigger than me, Chris. I'm a scrawny guy. I'm scrawny, man.
That's fair enough. Hey, my homies are scared to get hit too, bro. You know, but we're willing to learn the game and like we want to make content. You know, in that thing,
they're willing to do a shoey. So that's all that matters.
Like, yeah, that was. Done that, yeah, so. I seen that. Trust me, they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to do the shoey. They didn't want to do
They did it.
Yes, they did it. Because we're going to get, you know, we're trying to understand the culture, right? I think like
it's Dar said, thing, right?
Yeah, like Dar said earlier, it was like, it didn't feel like a American fan base. It was like straight Australians there, because that's all you can hear is the accents. And I'm sitting there like, dude, I'm in Australia, you know? I'm going to live it up to what it's like, you feel me, to be a part of their culture. So if it comes down to, hey, we've been a bet and the loser has to take a shoey, we're going to take it like a man. We're not going to complain about it. You know, we're going to do it, you know? And we love content, so doing that type of stuff not only made us happy, you know, it made us genuinely, you know, feel great about ourselves.
You feel a part of the sport. You feel a part of it, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, man, I just, that's what I love. But I hope, you know, they see it, because that energy, I'm always ready to bring it for anybody. Yeah. You feel me? Anybody that supports us, you know, I'm always ready to bring that energy no matter what. So it's there, man.
That's awesome. Well, gentlemen, this is longer than any of your episodes that you typically do, so this is fantastic.
As long as it's not on my camera recording. That's a long hour.
Right. So, but what I do want, just, I want to close things out. I want to give people, Dar, I want like closing, real quick closing thoughts from you, and, you know, tell us where people can go and find your videos, you know, what people search for YouTube or social media to follow you, things like that. Let's throw that out there too first. And then Christy, we'll go to you after that.
Yeah. So you can find me on YouTube, Dar Reacts. Like I said, do a lot of NRL content on Instagram, Twitter, Dar Tannen. I got a lot of Instagram followers too. Just, you know, I get recommendations every day. So you probably get to me quicker on Instagram than YouTube, because it floods on YouTube. So
that's what I did. I was like, let's go find someplace else to go.
Yeah. Give me on Instagram. I'm there. I got you. It's quicker. For sure.
Hey, Krusty, where can everybody go and follow you, man, and stuff?
So, you know, I got kind of a little bit of opposite of Dar. You know, you can follow me on YouTube, bro. Krusty Vlogs, Instagram, Krusty Vlogs, everything Krusty Vlogs. You'll find me. You feel me? You'll see my beautiful face on the internet. Don't worry.
But And don't worry, we'll link everything in the descriptions and stuff too, of course. So we know how it works.
Not only that, man, you feel me? I love responding to people, bro. I don't know if you guys have noticed, I respond to
all the time,
single comment. I'm on it. I'm on top of it. I love speaking to people, you feel me? It's amazing. I love making people happy, and I also love to piss people off, as you can tell in the comments of my last video. Is, you know, I said Sonny Bill Williams is the best rugby player ever. Necessarily, he might not be the best player ever, but it's gonna make everybody go in the comments and, you know, give me give me some more people to react to. You know, give me some spiciness in the comments. Say he ain't the best player. You feel me? Kind of get people going. You know, we like to rattle them up. So, you know, follow me, man, on everything. Not only that, follow my boy Dar, and obviously my boys out there, man, at Rugby League in America. You feel me?
Love it. Gentlemen, been an absolute pleasure to chat with you. This is, again, this is a little bit different. Like, I love it. I just got to sit there and listen to you guys get excited about Rugby League and stuff, and that's fun for me. You know, obviously, we'll make sure we post all of their stuff on all of our social medias. We'll make sure we follow them everywhere. It's been kind of it's been a fun adventure and a fun journey to see, you know, kind of all the stuff that you guys are posting. You know, I've got notifications like when you guys post something new, because it's like, hey, let's see what they're doing now, because that'll be fun. Really appreciate it. You know, I hope you guys continue. I hope that you guys now, you know, you guys are now a part of the Rugby League in America community, because you are fans of Rugby League and you're in America. And just not, and by the way, we covered North and South America on this one too. So we'll be talking about Brazil Rugby League in a couple of weeks. We'll have you come back on.
Oh, nice. Nice.
But no, really, really appreciate it. I love the insight that you guys had. I love everything on there. It's a journey, right? And we're just, this is an epic moment in the history of Rugby League in America. As I said before, there's exciting things coming down the road. I can't wait to see, you know, content that you guys produce out there and kind of show more people and, you know, let them know that there's a whole community that is willing and ready to welcome them with open arms. Like, that's the thing, like Rugby League, it's a big, fun community. Everybody has a good time. And everybody, as much as Manly hates Brisbane and the Roosters hate the Rabbitohs, like, it's just a Rugby League community. Yeah. You saw that in Vegas. You saw the exciting things. So, again, we'll post all their stuff. I do want to thank Dar Wilson from Dar Reacts and Brandon Crusty Castro from Crusty Vlogs. He's also got all his other buddies on there too. They've got all kinds of stuff. So go follow them on there. If you guys want to continue to follow Rugby League in America on our social medias, don't forget RLA Podcast and Podcast RLA on Twitter, RLA Podcast and everything else. Don't ask why. It goes back to an old thing that we did a long time ago. If you guys would like one of our nice Rugby League in America NRL Vegas 2024 t-shirts that we made, it's on sale. The hats, maybe they'll be on sale.
I haven't put them on there yet,
but they're there. They fit well, a nice tri-blend cotton. So we love that.
It's a word for the big boys.
We got it. Triple, quadruple XL, man.
You can't forget about us.
We've got jerseys. We've got everything. You let us know, man. We got it going. But, gentlemen, really appreciate you coming on. For everybody out there listening, we appreciate you listening. Appreciate you watching on YouTube. My name is Dustin Zaire, and this has been Rugby League in America.